You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Tuesday, January 31st, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. Reusable takeout containers can help the environment if users follow the rules. A study finds meal size affects weight loss more than when you eat, and a former reality TV star is accused of poaching at least 11 deer in Michigan. Scientists at the University of Michigan learned widespread use of returnable takeout food containers could reduce plastic waste, greenhouse gas emissions, and even costs for restaurants, but only if customers follow instructions. An analysis of a pilot program used in about a half dozen restaurants in Ann Arbor found that switching to reusable containers for takeout orders can improve sustainability by reducing energy use, global warming potential, water consumption, waste, and costs. Such a switch would break even in climate and energy impacts after 4 to 13 uses of the returnable containers, according to the recently published study. But the researchers also showed those environmental benefits could be eroded if customers do more than simply rinse containers at home with cold water or make a special return trip by vehicle to take the reusable containers back to the restaurant. The research team analyzed multiple container types, including polypropylene, bioplastic, and aluminum. The study confirmed reusable takeout containers outperformed all single-use options, even compostable boxes, for reducing carbon emissions, energy, and water use, as well as expenses for restaurants. When you eat during the day may have less effect on your long-term weight loss goals than the size and number of meals. A study published earlier this month in the Journal of the American Heart Association found a positive association between the number and size of daily meals and weight change over a six-year span. The study did not find an association between time-restricted eating and weight loss. Some weight loss plans involve a level of intermittent fasting or limiting food intake to specific times of the day and/or fasting for a number of hours or days in a given week. The study results suggest that eating less overall and fewer large meals may be more effective for weight management than restricting meals to a set time window. Time between first and last meal, as well as time from wake up to first meal, last meal to sleep, and total sleep duration were not associated with weight change. However, the daily number of large and medium meals was associated with increased weight, and total number of small meals was associated with decreasing weight. A Kalamazoo man and former reality TV star accused of poaching allegedly told investigators that he was addicted to venison. Scott Kevin Meisterheim was arraigned January 17th on 10 misdemeanor charges in Kalamazoo County District Court. Meisterheim gained national fame playing the role of villain on three seasons of Discovery Channel's Bering Sea Gold from 2012 to 2014. The show focused on dredging the bottom of the Bering Sea for gold off the coast of Alaska. Unrelated to the hunting charges, a jury previously convicted Meisterheim of one misdemeanor count of aggravated domestic assault on August 11, 2022 in Kalamazoo County Circuit Court. While Meisterheim was in the Kalamazoo County Jail awaiting trial, a DNR conservation officer interviewed him. Meisterheim allegedly told the officer that he, quote, is not the most ethical hunter tagging other people's deer, but I don't care. I am addicted to venison. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.